1460 AM.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Back here at the American Freedom Network. And, you know, there are a lot of unexplained things going on in the world today. We are told that 19 hijackers, 15 of them from Saudi Arabia, hijacked four airplanes on September 11th, 2001, and crashed them into the World Trade Center and the Pentagon. And that's why Building 7 came down, because after all, they crashed the planes into the Twin Towers of the World Trade Center, and then a building a block away came down, you know, 8 hours later. And isn't that logical? We're told that, of course, all of the hijackers died, and yet there are reports from out across the world that some of them, as many as six at least, are alive and well in other countries. And when Insight magazine published that article, suddenly all of their advertisers wouldn't advertise with them anymore, and the news magazine, which was an excellent magazine, had to shut its doors. Why would that happen? We went to war with Afghanistan because we wanted to catch the wicked Osama bin Laden. Now, we have satellites up in the sky that can read a newspaper, they can identify anybody they want to. They can do it day or night. With all our efforts, we've never been able to find Osama bin Laden. In fact, they've even closed the Osama bin Laden desk, but the president promised we'd get him dead or alive, and then because we couldn't catch Osama bin Laden, and we knew where he was, he was in Pakistan, and we're giving money, $600 million a year to Pakistan, but we can't send a team in to find the wicked Osama bin Laden, and that's why we had to go to war with Iraq. And once we'd secured the nation, we were in control. We control Baghdad. Why a representative of the president goes over, dissolves the Iraqi army, the police force, the civil service, and creates the chaos we see today. And all shucks, we just keep making mistake after mistake after mistake. We never have enough troops or enough supplies or enough armor for our personnel, or we don't have armored vehicles over there, so the Humvees kept getting blown up, and there are vehicles that these roadside devices won't blow up, but we just don't have enough money to do that, and yet $8 billion disappears and over there that was given for reconstruction, and nobody knows where it is. And here in America, they've got to pass all sorts of new laws because of the danger of terrorism, but they're aimed at American citizens. And if you really read the Military Commissions Act and the John Warner National Defense Appropriations Act, you find out that you have lost your right to habeas corpus. And we've gone over these in great detail. And if you really read the legislation, the Military Commissions Act and the John Warner Act, I wonder how many of you in the audience have done that and realize it starts out talking about aliens and the next thing is talking about persons, and that's you, and you've lost your right to habeas corpus. And you can be put in prison indefinitely if you are accused by the military of being a military combatant, and right here in America. And yet we're so worried about terrorism and the threat of terrorism in America. We've never sealed our border. We still allow people, Muslims, coming in from terrorist nations who got caught violating our laws and coming into our country illegally across the border, and they get picked up, and then we release them immediately. Tell them to come back for deportation hearing, and they never do. And none of these things make sense unless something else is going on in the world that the average American is never allowed to know about. Well, with us this morning is our good friend Charlotte Isabey, and Charlotte was with the Foreign Service for many years. And when, of course, she came back to the United States during the Reagan years, why, she was a senior analyst in the Department of Education, And the amazing thing is everybody knows that Ronald Reagan was an anti-communist, and we defeated communism, and the cold and the Berlin Wall came down, and America defeated communism. There is no more communism in the world. And if you don't believe that, you just go to communist China, where 1.25 billion people live in under communism, or communist North Korea, or communist Vietnam, or communist Cuba. Communism's alive and well. So why are they trying to convince us communism's dead? And we know that Ronald Reagan was the great anti-communist leader, but, well, I'm going to let Charlotte tell you what she found when she was the senior analyst, and, of course, why she lost her job there when she tried to expose the relationship between what the Reagan administration was doing and their close allies with the communists for this new program of education that was to make American education like communist education. And it was all decided between representatives of Russia and the United States. All the time we thought we were fighting communism. Charlotte, good to have you with us this morning.
Yeah, good morning, Stan. And as usual, it is always good to be on your show. And as usual, unfortunately, wouldn't it be nice if we could, something would change? As usual, we're having to relate, give people the history, very recent history, in regard to those that they, maybe not your listeners, but those individuals in our government all the way up to the president that have been wolves in sheep's clothing. And that's all I can say. I have a very hard time finding one individual known as a conservative with at any branch of government in the past 30 years or in any of the major conservative organizations, and I mean this, who is not a wolf in sheep's clothing. And I wrote a little booklet that is on my website. People can buy it. I don't know how much it is, very cheap, called Wolves in Sheep's Clothing, at deliberatedumbingdown.com. There are other books to buy there too, you know, including my own. But as far as understanding the whole picture about how we're implementing the Soviet system in this country, and I don't call it socialist, I don't call it fascist, I call it communist, because actually they're all the same.
Sure.
But it is the communist system because the words are very, very identical if you go through the Communist Manifesto, and if you read William Foster's book, he was chairman of the Communist Party in the early 30s, he wrote Toward a Soviet America. I collect that book. I've even got a signed copy buried in the Kremlin. You're going to find out that the plan for many, many years has been to merge the United States with the Soviet Union, and of course that is necessary because we're two major players on the world scene, and once we're merged, everything else will fall in place. All the regions are being set up anyway, as we discussed last night. The regions all over the world, the European Union is the major one upon which everything else is modeled.
Don't forget the North American Union.
We can go into how our conservatives did this to us. In quotes, conservatives.
We'll be right back with Charlotte Isabel.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of C&C Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Modern Bible scholars teach that the church will miraculously be kept from the tribulation in an event called the rapture. Yet the Bible is strangely quiet about such an event. The Watchman's Cry is a fascinating new book by Obadiah Frank that makes the study of the last days understandable. Using clear explanations, the notion that the church will be raptured before the time of the Great Tribulation is proven a dangerous deception. The Watchman's Cry is available from the American Freedom Network for only $10 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Charlotte Isabey, and Charlotte was simply referring to the fact that there is a plan, and it's well underway today, to unite all of Europe, to take away the sovereignty of the nations, to take away the freedom of the people, and then, of course, eventually they will, down the line, merge the European Union with Russia. It's all part of a plan. Here in America, we are going to unite with Mexico and Canada. The program is well underway. President Bush is doing this without the knowledge or consent of Congress because, well, at least the people who control the presidency don't believe in the democratic process. The process is underway in South America where Hugo Chavez, you know, is uniting various trade blocs in South America in the name of fighting the wicked Yankees of the North. And Hugo Chavez, coming from Central Casting, is really doing a great job of using fear of America to get the countries of South America to give up their sovereignty. It's happening in Africa. It's happening in Asia. It's happening in the Arab countries. It's all part of a master plan of groups of people who want to unite the world. And, of course, this plan's been around for a long time, but you can't tell the American people that, and they won't realize this is true until freedom as we know it. It's simply a remembrance of things past. Well, Charlotte, you pick up the story.
Yes, I will, Stan. So, as you pointed out, I did serve in the United States Foreign Service abroad for several years, and especially in Brussels, which gave me a fascinating vantage point, right? In the early 60s, that was the beginning of the actual promulgation. I'm not saying more important than the creation of the UN, which was 1945, or what happened prior to that. But as far as the basic foundation being implemented, it was under the European Coal and Steel Luxembourg Pact. Sounded very innocent, didn't it? And the Common Market. Then came the Common Market, and I was working for former Ambassador Douglas MacArthur Jr. Doug MacArthur, he was the nephew of the general. He was the ambassador to Brussels and a very interesting man, and I enjoyed very much working for him. That was fascinating in itself because I was there during the Congo, Belgian Congo catastrophe, which we supported the communists there as well in order to destroy any vestige of a very pretty solid, well-standing productive country. I'm not saying there weren't problems in the Belgian Congo, but compared to now, you just wouldn't even want to make a comparison. So I was there during the raping of the nuns in Elizabethville. I was getting all the cables coming through. So I learned pretty quickly what the UN was really up to. I was there. And then, as I said last night, right next to my office was the new office, the U.S. ambassador to the Common Market, Harlan Cleveland. Aspen Institute, very well known, far left, you could call him another word, but I won't. And he's still alive, and he's still involved, deeply involved, probably very much in the North American Union. So these things have been going on for a long time, and I've been very lucky to have seen it, traveled around, been abroad, been in Vietnam, and then in the U.S. Department of Ed, where I went down because I wanted to help President Reagan, the so-called conservative, real sheep in wolf's clothing, that the American people will never, never know that, because he is now such a hero, and the conservative movement, Human Events, National Review, all those groups, they have him up on a pedestal, and the left has him up on a pedestal, too, and rightfully so, because he was a leftist. And, wolf in sheep's clothing, major, he should get the award for that. And I went down believing in him and in the conservative movement, and I was shocked. And I wrote the little book after getting out called Back to Basics Reform or Skinnerian International Curriculum, and then a little asterisk, necessary for United States participation in a one-world socialist system in the 21st century, the early years of the 21st century.
Well, Charlotte,
only 39 pages, and it was boycotted by the conservative movement. Did sell about 59,000 books, for $5 or something. It is free as a download on my website. That little book is free as a download, as well as my big book, Deliberate Dumbing Down. I urge people to go to that website.
Tell them what the website is again, Charlotte.
DeliberateDumbingDown.com.
DeliberateDumbingDown.com.
Yeah, and
get
the
book.
700-pager is free as a download.
Right.
I mean, you can go in there, you can push your search button, you can find anything you want I'm talking about. You can look up George Shultz or Reagan or whatever you want, Carnegie Agreements, Carol Reese, the Reese Committee. You can look up William Foster's Toward a Soviet America. You can look up all of the horrible programs that our children were teachers subjected to. Go in there and spend some time with free downloads.
Well, Charlotte, could you explain to our listeners, I mean, what was going on in the Department of Education during the Reagan years when President Reagan promised, when he became president, he'd do away with the Department of Education. He never tried to. Oh, he couldn't do away with it because the wicked Democrats, they were responsible. And so they increased funding.
Yep.
But they had all sorts of liaisons with the communists. Could you go into the background of that?
Well, yes. I mean, when I luckily, there were some good career officers in the U.S. Department of Ed. There were very few good conservatives. There were a few, and we all got fired. Under Reagan, we all got fired, and the major one, Ed Curran, who headed the major research arm where all of the rot, destructive rot, comes from, of all the agreements with every country in the world, every communist organization, he was the director of the National Institute of Education, and he recommended that his own office be abolished. And when that recommendation reached the White House, Reagan was out of the country. I think it was Dick Darman or one of them. They sent the recommendation back to the Secretary of Education, who was really a wolf in sheep's clothing, T.H. Bell from Utah. They sent it back to his office, so he had in his hand this letter from the director of the NIE, who was under him, not much, but one step under him, and he fired him for making such a suggestion to get rid of the most important part of the department, without which the department, without that very, very evil, Ed Curran called it a Marxist factory, and he was not a raging conservative. Ed Curran was what you'd call an apolitical great educator. But he called it a Marxist factory, the NIE, and it was. And I have many of the documents from the NIE are in my book, many of the grants and contracts going to the University of Moscow, going all over the world.
Giving contracts to the University of Moscow to help us plan American education.
Oh, yes. I mean, you can go all the way back to the 30s when students were visiting there. And you can go back to William Foster. His book, that's the quote is in there from
America,
him.
Right.
William Foster's book, Toward a Soviet America.
And he was the head of the Communist Party, right?
Yes, chairman of the Communist Party, buried in the Soviet Union with honors. He wrote a book, and I was thinking about this morning, Stan, you know, you can talk about things a lot, and I have many times, and I know it's in the book, but the title of the book, folks, is what we're talking about today. toward a Soviet America.
Hey, you know, I think, Charlotte, what's so important is for people to understand that communism is a sincere, benevolent, idealistic theory. But in practice, it's a ruthless tyranny where all power is centralized. You know, with the federal government, there's a massive bureaucracy. There's a massive police force. There's a massive secret police. There's a massive army. And the people are crushed. And that is exactly the direction America is heading today. At one time, the power was with the states and the local communities. No longer. The whole idea has always been to centralize power in Washington, D.C., and then, of course, eventually to merge America with the other nations, destroying the sovereignty of our nation. But it is all about centralization of power, doing away with local control.
Sure. And the word, you know, for those out there who hear these words and they don't know how dangerous they are, the words that they use are not the ones that we're using right now. They use the word consolidation, regionalization, saving money. All this, a very good example is just recently in Maine. Our biggest county in Maine is Cumberland, south of Portland, includes Portland. And there are 16 towns. They're quite large towns in Cumberland County. And I was shocked. I don't know why I'm ever shocked anymore. But a couple of weeks ago, all the elected officials, you know, who really are elected in those towns, got together because they had some planner from the university who'd come down and convinced them that if they all just dropped their borders and all the towns merged, they could get multi-millions of dollars from the federal government. And they did it. That's called consolidation. That's meant to be great. That's what people think. Oh, good, we're going to save money. No, you lose all of your local control. There's no accountability to the actual citizen, the taxpayer. It's horrible. And they went for it. I've been pretty busy lately with other things. I did finally get around to writing a letter to the Portland Press Herald about that, pointing out this, you know, maybe they just don't know. Maybe these elected officials just don't know what they have done. And then I quoted from Morris Seidlin, which is in my book, this quote, in the Communist Daily World, which is the new Daily Worker, a very incredible article written in the 70s where he actually spells out the fact that regionalism, which Richard Nixon gave us, is splitting the country up in 10 parts, which the whole world has too, at different levels. You've got regionalization, but Richard Nixon gave it to us back then. Zeidlin points out that it's communism. And he says we should be moving faster, that it worked so well in the Soviet Union. Now, that is what is being put in. Now, Nixon did it back then, so these are our good Republicans. I'm not saying the Democrats aren't deeply involved, but Muskie himself, Mr. Metro, that's regional government, he Democrat, Maine, senator from Maine, said back in the 70s that when the Democrats couldn't get what they wanted, like regional government, they went to the Republicans for it. And he said that. And what did he do? Yes, he went to Nixon. And they got it. And they divided the country up in 10 regions.
And
all of that, the groundwork has been laid. And as far as when I was in the department, I found a grant that was given to the National Education Association. It was sort of hidden. The name was the American Association for Educational Computing and Technology. And interesting enough, Howard Phillips' sister, Susie, who also worked in, you know, Howard, a lot of people have heard of Howard Phillips, done a lot of good work, Howard, but she worked in the Department of Ed, too, and she found this, she looked this up for me. A career officer gave me the grant, and I was shocked because it was putting millions of dollars out into every single state to control the state curriculum through the computer in every single academic and especially non-academic values-changing area, right? And this grant was called Project BEST, Better Education Skills Through Technology, under Reagan to the NEA. Well, the name, it was the NEA. Susie Phillips looked it up on the computer and managed to find out that the Association for Education Computing was a spinoff of the NEA. It's the cover, right? And so when I got a hold of that, and there were certain parts of it that just drove me crazy, like you know, secret papers in there, marked confidential, so, what we can control and manipulate at the local level. And then it listed all the selection of task force members, curriculum content. We, by the way, is a federal government, right? What we can control and manipulate at the state level. And so I thought, wow, this has got to go. I mean, I'm giving this to Human Events, and I did. But before giving it to Human Events, Joe Baldacchino did an excellent job with an article. Human Events has changed a lot since then, unfortunately. But before I gave it to them, I cleaned out all the files. I took everything out of the department to my apartment.
Hold on. We'll be back in just a moment with Charlotte Isabel here, the American Freedom Network.
Years I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me 303-833-2784.
Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply has something new. We have the finest in gun safes and new and used guns and reloading supplies. Now we have a new state-of-the-art gun range. Yes, for pistols and rifles, a beautiful well-lit 25-yard range with automatic retrieval, with a state-of-the-art ventilation systems. Yes, you can try it before you buy it. We have gun rentals and instructors can be arranged. That's the new Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply and Gun Range. 970-221-5133, 1/4 mile west of I-25 on Mulberry. Private instructors welcome.
Veterans, I'm speaking with Jamie LaRue of Windsor National Mortgage, 970-686-6866. Jamie, who is actually qualified to get a VA loan?
The general rule is 2 years active duty service or 6 years in the reserves. Shorter time requirements during wartime service.
So veterans, learn more about your benefits. Call Jamie at Windsor National Mortgage, 970-686-6866.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The Kelly Healing Arts Center, located in Fort Collins, provides exceptional, individualized natural health treatment plans utilizing the best in natural therapies. If you are looking for quality health professionals that will listen to your needs, give honest advice, and provide quality health care, call 970-223-7425. That's 970-223-7425. To learn more about Kelly Healing Arts Center, go to kindermedicine.com. Discover the best of what natural medicine has to offer.
Looking for a dependable, reasonable, and honest customer service, you're looking for Josiah Electric, LLC. Hi, this is Michael Pohl, owner of Josiah Electric, a licensed and insured commercial and residential electrical service with 9 years' experience serving the Wyoming, Nebraska, and Denver metro area. Contact us Monday through Saturday at 303-489-2170. That's 303-489-2170. Josiah Electric, service you can be sure of.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest is running a Charlotte Isabel. And Charlotte was in the Department of Education. And when she found out that there was this plan to bring federal control over the local community and over local education, why, of course, she copied the document and she copied all of the other documents because she realized that if she let the American people understand that there were people in Washington, D.C., who are plotting to violate our Constitution and to take away the local control over education, if people realize that and know where it had come from, she'd lose her job. So she got all of the documents, which eventually she put together in a book entitled Deliberate Dumbing Down. It's a book we carry. We think it's important. You can pull it down for nothing on our website, or you can get the book through us. But it's so vitally important for people to understand that there really is are people who want all power in Washington, D.C. And when the Democrats want to get the legislation through, they go to the Republicans. Ted Kennedy could never get through his No Child Left Behind program, so the good conservative Christian President George Bush did that. Ted Kennedy could never get through his Medicare Drug Act, so our Christian President did that for Ted Kennedy. In fact, the Bush Foundation in the year 2003 gave the most prominent or most important Citizen of the Year award to Ted Kennedy. So if you really think there's a dime's worth of difference between the Republicans and the Democrats at the upper levels, you really don't understand how the game is played. Everything is perception. We've got to make the suckers out there, the ones who are paying the taxes and sending their boys off to Iraq to fight and bleed and suffer and die, as a great diversion so we won't see what's going on here at home. We've got to make them think there's a difference between the Democrats and the Republicans. If you really think the Democrats are going to get us out of Iraq, you really don't know how the game is played. Oh, they may have some mild troop reductions here and there, and then they'll find an excuse to send more troops over. Yep. The plan is to keep our troops in the Middle East, and everything else is window dressing. You have to understand that the people who control the Democrat Party are the same as the ones who control the Republican Party. That's what's known as democracy. Go ahead, Charlotte.
That's right. And, talking about Iraq, I won't for long. My son was a Marine in the first Iraq War. And, they were all amazed in his unit, his division, battalion, that they didn't go after Saddam Hussein, you know, because they were told that they were going to do that. And I think that's a perfect example, too. He follows what's going on very closely because he became ill with the Gulf War syndrome. Thank God, not as bad as some of his buddies, some of whom have died, over 20,000 dead or more, I'm sure.
The figure's actually 80,000, according to the VA figures.
Yep.
About 80,000.
Yep.
They will not tell the American people that.
That's right. It's horrible. But Sam, who actually did my secondary website, he's very, very good with websites. He did the AmericanDeception.com website that I hope your listeners will please go there, because that is where you find the Reese Committee hearings the first time. They've never been made public before. 2,000 pages of those incredible hearings in the early 50s, 1950s. Commission that was investigating the tax-exempt foundations, the whole U.S.-Soviet merger stuff, that's all there. Lots and lots of wonderful stuff on regional government, too. Go to AmericanDeception.com for that. But, you know, as far as my other website, Stan, I want people to get the book from you. Because, look, when you go on my website and you read the free download, when you take a look at it, you will want to get the hard cut. You'll want to get the regular book. I have found that since I put it up as a free download, I thought it might hurt my sales. It's helped the sales of the regular book enormously. So when you go there and take a look, if you want to get the book, get it from Dr. Stan. I'm sure you probably will do that once you see what's in it. There's the two websites, deliberatedumbingdown.com, and the other one, which is linked to that website, is you can also go in at, separately, as AmericanDeception.com. But I don't know whether I'm just a Pollyanna, and I will, until I go to my grave, I will believe in people and think the best, because I am sort of, I think, probably the only, maybe there are others out there, but I've been around a long time. But, you know, since the 50s, when I went overseas with the American Red Cross during the Korean War, you know, I always wanted to do the best for my country. And I saw a lot, even with the American Red Cross. I won't go into that. But, you know, I just kept being put into slots in my life, and now I'm not going to tell you how old I am, but you can figure if you can go back to the Korean War. I've been in these slots in different places, wherever, and I've found that, as Dr. Stan always says, things are not what they seem to be, and I'm in a position where I can blow whistles. And I've blown a lot of whistles, and I still am blowing whistles, and I still, because I am such a Pollyanna, and I believe in the best with people. And I have been absolutely disillusioned, because the most vital thing for Americans to understand right now, it's not that I want to beat up on the conservatives and the Republicans. I don't want to do that. I used to be one. And I don't like to do it, but I think the most important thing people have to understand, if we're going to get out of this mess, is that they, not the left, we've always known the left was rotten, they have betrayed us. The conservative Christian movement, the leadership. I'm not talking about little people out in the States and good people working very, very hard to do the right thing at school board meetings. I'm talking about the leadership of the conservative movement. They have betrayed America. This is really bad news, and that is the most important thing for Americans to understand, and it's very hard for them to understand it, because what's happened is I have people look at me and they say, well, look at your conservatives. You've been talking conservative for years and saying this is the way to go. And I say, wait a minute. That's not my philosophy. We've been hijacked.
You're absolutely right, and I think it's so important right now, the conservative Christian movement and our conservative Christian leaders are trying to talk us into going into the war with the Muslim world. I mean, they tell you how terrible Muhammad was, and he was terrible, and they tell you how terrible the Muslim religion is, and although there's certainly very moral things about it, I mean, it is totally consumes the individual with praying five times a day, and he is totally subservient to his image. You know, if the Muslim leaders tell you this, this is what you got to do. And his purpose in life is to bring Sharia law and the Muslim faith to the whole world. So, but right now, despite the fact that I disagree with the Muslim faith, the last thing we really want to do is go to world war with the Muslim world. But there is an organized effort. There are all sorts of new books out, and all of them are aimed at conditioning the minds of the Christians of this country. We've got to hate the Muslims because they want to kill us. That's why we got to kill them first. That's how you get people to go to war. They don't understand. They're playing games with our minds. We'll be right back with Charlotte Gill.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Have you been trying to figure out how to beat rising fuel costs by getting more miles per gallon? Do you dread the thought of your next fill-up? Every time you look, fuel prices have just gone ballistic. Finally, there's help. Tune in Tuesdays at 4 p.m. and noon on Sunday to the Fuel Crisis Solution and hear an expert explain how to get those extra miles using an EPA-registered method. Can't wait for the show? Want more information? Call 1-866-577-9760. 1-866-577-9760.
If you're looking for a dependable, reasonable, and honest customer service, you're looking for Josiah Electric, LLC. Hi, this is Michael Pohl, owner of Josiah Electric, a licensed and insured commercial and residential electrical service with 9 years experience serving the Wyoming, Nebraska, and Denver metro area. Contact us Monday through Saturday at 303-489-2170. That's 303-489-2170. Josiah Electric, service you can be sure of.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Charlotte Isabey. Her website is DeliberateDumbingDown.com. DeliberateDumbingDown.com. Let me urge you to go there and access that. And then, of course, she has another website where you can pull down the entire text of the Reese Committee hearings. Now, most Americans do not understand how important that is. We are indebted to Charlotte for doing that. The Reese Committee was commissioned by Congress back in 1953 to investigate the great tax-exempt foundations. Rockefeller, Ford, Carnegie. Or if you can put that, Carnegie, Ford, and Rockefeller, and what does it come up with? CFR. Carnegie, Ford, Rockefeller are the people who financed the CFR. And what did they find that the congressional investigation find? Why the Rockefeller Foundation was funding the Kinsey research? Alfred Kinsey's research, because they wanted to destroy the morality of our nation and used his fraudulent research to change the mores of our country. They were financing the communist movement and the socialist movement here in the United States and the movement towards internationalism. They were doing everything they could to destroy this nation and to push the Marxist philosophy here, that it was the function of government to provide for the people. Ladies and gentlemen, we have far more socialism in America and socialist programs in America than they ever had in Russia or in communist China. Understand that. This is where it all comes from. And, of course, it was because of these people of great wealth and in banking, and they control banking, and they control so much of the wealth of our nation, who funded communism. We had to have an enemy, and so they funded communism in Russia and transferred technology and lent them money, and then they never had to pay it back. That's how we funded the Vietnam War. We funded the Russia that funded the North Vietnamese that was killing our boys during Vietnam, just as we're funding Pakistan that is funding the Taliban who are killing our boys in Afghanistan today. We're funding Pakistan that is funding the Taliban that are killing American boys in Afghanistan today. And people just can't understand what's going on. Oh, shucks. We just are so incompetent. No, ladies and gentlemen, evil, but not incompetent. They know what they're doing. They just don't want the American people to know. Go ahead, Charlotte.
Yes, well, this is it's all spelled out, really, pretty clearly in those the record of those hearings. And as you point, I like that. I hadn't thought of that, Carnegie, Ford, and Rockefeller, CFR. That's brilliant. Yes, that was their intent, was to really weaken the United States through all these wars, so that, you know, psychologically, physically, et cetera, and economically certainly, so that we would get to the point right where we are now in enormous debt, we're to China and everybody, where we're so weakened that we can become part of this horrible international socialist totalitarian system, which has been planned for, we've been talking about it for almost an hour now, and it was under Ronald Reagan that the it was under Dwight Eisenhower originally that the first agreement with the Soviet Union was signed. And that was interesting because it was 5 years after the Reese Committee hearings where Norman Dodd, the research director, was told by the president of the Ford Foundation that they got their instructions from the White House in 1953, and that was Eisenhower, that they were to spend their money to bring about a merger of the United States and Soviet Union. It was 5 years later when Eisenhower signed the first agreements, plural, not just education, in every area, you know, the arts, medicine, education, you name it. And he was the first one to sign an agreement with the Soviet Union. And then they had these agreements all along, but the major United States-Soviet education agreement took place under Ronald Reagan. And that actually did merge the two systems so that we were taking we had Soviet educators. Your listeners may not realize this unless they happen to be in a town where a Soviet educator was teaching for a while. We were exchanging educators. We were exchanging curriculum. Basically, the major thrust of it was carried out by the Carnegie Corporation, again, right, CFR, part of it. And they were deeply, deeply involved in computer-assisted instruction for early elementary education. Can you believe this? In critical thinking, folks. How about, you know, huh? First graders, critical thinking? Well, you know what that is. That's nothing but brainwashing using the computer. And so this was part of the 1985 agreement. There were two that took place, the one between Reagan and Gorbachev that established many, many facets of what's going on in the schools right now, especially school to work, because that's the Soviet Cuban system where the children don't have any choice whatsoever in what they're going to do in the future. It's a quota system where the government in bed with industry decides how many doctors, lawyers, etc. That system has been put in. It's in now. Everybody's wondering why No Child Left Behind doesn't work. It's because that's the system that's being put in. It's not meant to work, right? This is the way it always goes. And then eventually they say, oh, my goodness, well, now we really are going to do the big move, and those school choice sites, which are charter schools or whatever, will be turned into the workforce training sites for the corporations. Okay, so anyway, all of this came under Ronald Reagan, and of course it was implementing basically what it was implementing were the recommendations by William Z. Foster in 1961 and 1932. And I just want to read these recommendations, folks, because this comes right out of his book. Here they are. A U.S. Department of Education. Done. Implementation of a scientific materialistic philosophy. Done. That's Darwin, etc. Studies revolutionized, being cleansed of religious, patriotic global education, gets rid of patriotism, and other features of the bourgeois ideology. Students taught on the basis of Marxian dialectical materialism. Right. No right. No wrong. Internationalism, globalism, and general ethics of a new socialist society. Present obsolete methods of teaching, which required children to think, there was discussion, etc., will be superseded by a scientific pedagogy. That's Skinner, Pavlov. All over the country now, children get rewards, pop candies in their mouths if they get something right, etc.
Charlie, we're out of time. God bless. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, Stan.
Bye-bye.
I'm Ann Johnson. For over 11 years, I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me, 303-833-2784.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Fair Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning was Charlotte Isabey. I hope you enjoyed the interview. Her website, deliberatedumbingdown.com, and of course, then you can link to her other website that has the entire 2,000 pages of the Reese Committee report. Who funds communism? America. Who's funding communist China today? Why, you are, ladies and gentlemen. With aid from the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund and the Asian Development Bank and the Agency for International Development and Goldman Sachs and Citicorp and General Motors and Ford and all of the major American corporations which tie into the Brotherhood of Darkness are building up the best enemy money could buy. Because communist China today is in full military production for the coming war with America. But don't feel bad. We do the same thing with Adolf Hitler. How do you think he was able to come to power in 1933? And within 3 or 4 years, why the military was already getting to replenish its supplies in violation of the Versailles Treaty. And we have a letter from Ambassador Dodd sent to Colonel House, and you'll find that in our syllabus, Iraq, the Untold Story. That's Iraq, the Untold Story. You'll see the letter where the American ambassador to Germany is saying to Colonel House, why are American corporations building up Adolf Hitler, you know, and building up the military here? Nobody wants another war, but we're providing all the war supplies. Do the American investors in these American corporations at home realize there's no profits to be made because of exchange controls? Well, of course, Ambassador Dodd really didn't understand what this was all about. He didn't understand the Colonel House was part of the Brotherhood of Darkness, and Colonel House knew exactly what was going on. We were creating the best enemy money could buy. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. To understand Iraq, you have to understand Vietnam and World War II. No better place than my video, Iraq, the Untold Story, and the syllabus by the same title. That's Iraq, the Untold Story, and the syllabus by the same title. And we hope that you'll go ahead and get that. Get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. Get Charlotte's book, Deliberate Dumbing Down of America. Understand what they're doing to the minds of our children. And then there's so much material we have which will take you into the force behind what's going on. The Secret Mystery of America's Beginning, of the DVD award-winning film, a New York Film Festival award for the best documentary of last year. Why? Because it tells you about the secret societies that were in England and they came to America in the 1600s and were here then and they're here now and they're using America to bring about this world government. And that's what's going on over in Iraq. A prelude to World War III to plunge the whole world into a Holocaust. People say it couldn't happen. It'll never happen to us. God wouldn't let it. And I say, if God is just, he's going to bring his judgment on this country because we've betrayed what he has given us. We've betrayed his faith. They're teaching a new religion in our churches today, a new form of Christianity that never talks about hell. We have a Christianity, but no cross, no suffering. We have all sorts of talk about God is love, but never a God of judgment or they've changed the music of our churches, in many of our major churches. They brought in the drums and the guitars and the swinging music, and God is unhappy. God is going to bring judgment on America. Well, till Monday, if I remember our number, 1-800-544-8927. Until then, may the Lord be with you.
Want to talk?
talk to the American Freedom Network, contact us at P.O. Box 1750, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmericaNewsNet.com. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Modern Bible scholars teach that the